two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that
well, Crowther, welcome to Tales for Wales.
The little Chepstow expedition.
The little Chepstow pod that never fails.
Exactly, yeah. The pod that never fails to go to Chepstow Castle and give you a on the ground,
boots
on the ground, at the coal face, bloody report from.
Four points in.
A couple of bets on the Grand National in.
I am having the time of my life.
I'd have had a better one if Utrid had come in on the fucking Chepstow races. Never mind.
We're about to enter some of the oldest doors in Europe.
Yes, we've seen a couple already. Yeah. We've been. Pop ourselves in here.
Yeah.
If you guys want to journey along with us, we're right through the. Main entrance and then left.
But don't worry, we're not just going to do a bit of the old.
We got some factoids here. Just getting our bearings a bit, you know.
Just getting our bearings. Right, Jack, do you want to tell us some facts about the castle?
Aye. So, we're in Chepstow Castle, as we've said. Construction started in 1067, shortly after the Norman Conquest. And William FitzOsborne, who was a very close ally of William the Conqueror.
We're not meant to be in here, that's for sure.
I feel like we've gone into somewhere we shouldn't. We're like in a place where there's like
pitch black.
There's a thing here that's like clearly for a kid's day that they've hidden away.
It's been hidden away, yeah. Although it's a fucking sickle arrow turret.
Is this where you'd hold up, mate, if you were defending
Absolutely.
The place?
But it does kind of make you think, it'd be fucking shit. I'm really hard to shoot arrows or like to aim.
You haven't gone much for like of a, what's the word, like a arc
over
a fire. So this was, as I said, 1067, just to reiterate when this was built. It's the...
1067?
1067.
A year after the conquest of England.
It's the earliest Norman stronghold ever built in Wales. Its strategic location, if you ever come here, you'll be able to see it, but it's on cliffs overlooking the River Wye, so it's a very defensive point, and it's also, because it's on the river, very easily supplied from the sea or from the navy, which is one of England's, well, Norman, England, whatever you want to call
them. Some little young lads shooting arrows, which we and Jack are going to buy.
We've already said we're going to buy some bloody...
But I don't know if you're the same. When you were a kid and you came to things like this, it was the best day of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Some old pedo would put you in chainmail and you'd love it. And you'd
hit you with a couple of sticks, be like, how'd that feel?
And then class. And then you'd get to buy like an arrow or a sword.
You'd lick the little fucking sticker on the end of a arrow and just start binging people.
The Welsh never lost their skill for because he's an 8-year old. We should stop looking at 8-year old boys. Let's keep walking.
They must have dwarf elm bows, mate. Must do.
Another quiet room.
Oh, top tip. I'm trying to go through my notes as we're doing it on the fly as well. By the way, do you know what this was originally called by the Normans?
No.
Strigwell. But they named it after the Welsh word Astrigol, which means river bend, because it looks over the bend of the river.
Yeah. I've got my mic tipped to my pinky finger.
I was just
going to
say, I don't know if I can do that. It looks like painful.
It does hurt a little bit.
You're putting your body on line for the block. Let's have a little mosey around, shall we?
Now, there's a sign here. Should we go read a sign?
Let's go read something.
Mount Cymraeg, Ac Mawn Saesneg, the Tudor Great Court. So in the early 16th century, this medieval curtain wall, that's a good name, originally built by William Marshall in 1200s, became utterly transformed when grand new buildings were erected either side of it.
So the Marshall family and... Also, the Bigod family, they were often custodians of this castle because they were powerful martial lords throughout, like...
And as a reminder, the Marshall territories were like the borderlands in Wales. 800 years and we're back, baby.
And we're back, baby. We've come back. We finally come game. Back to claim it. Gwent is ours once again.
Right, so now we're entering some beautiful arched doorways, apparently the oldest in Europe.
Oldest in the world. They do look old as fuck. They look like falling apart. I'm about to run my hand over them. Oh. Touching history, baby.
I fucking love touching history.
It's very picturesque.
Yeah. It's some the way it goes on with this. The classic medieval game of throwing beanbags in a hole.
Yeah, you know, like the carny game of trying to get beanbags in a hole. Also, I don't know if you noticed, the beanbags are way too big for the hole. Yeah. It's a classic carny game.
It's a classic carny game. We're about to do the best bit where we're going to go on the walls.
We're going on the walls. We're about to describe to you what we do, exactly what we do in the defence of this castle.
Yeah. So give us some more facts as we walk.
Right, while we're walking. So you mentioned the martial lords there, the Marshalls and the Bigod families. So in the late 12th and early 13th century, William Marshall significantly expanded and modernised the castle, adding features like a gatehouse and improved fences. We've made a little video of the gatehouse as well, just to show you guys. Later in the 13th century, a guy named Roger Bigod, another one of the family, like families that owned this place, transformed Chester Castle into a more palatial stronghold, added residential buildings and Martin's Tower.
Do you want to take a little video of that beautiful brown river?
It is quite brown. Yeah. I mean, it's lovely.
In Australia, in Brisbane, there's a river called like the Big Brown Snake or something like that.
Nice original name.
Yeah. And I think brown snake's a really venomous snake. So maybe that draws parallel here in Wales. I mean, it is quite a sheer drop we're on.
It is, yeah.
Sheer girth.
Ooh, I love that. Hang on, that's a very artistic looking
although dead scary. All the seagulls are down the bottom. That's how high up we are. The seagulls are below us.
During Owen Glyndŵr's uprising in the early 15th century, Chepstow Castle's formidable defences proved crucial for the Normans, the English at the time, sorry. Yeah. While Glyndŵr's forces achieved significant successes elsewhere in Wales, like when they took Newport Castle, Chepstow remained a stronghold for the English at the time, with Glyndŵr and his men actively avoiding the castle because of how defensible it was. It was said that Chepstow Castle, you would need a very small garrison and you could still hold out from like significant assault.
I mean, it's
assault.
The sheer drop next to us.
Yeah.
Well, is the first castle the Normans built?
In Wales.
In Wales, yeah.
Huge drop on one side to a river. You couldn't really attack it from many, many angles.
No.
The classic thing you want from a castle, really.
Yeah. And it's all built on, like, it's quite a narrow place, isn't it?
Well, when we approached the gatehouse, I...
Well, brother.
Yeah, we've not even walked very far or very, very steep.
Yeah.
But when we walked to the gatehouse, I was just thinking, you'd have to narrow your men so much, you could just get absolutely peppered off.
And they had those murder holes with some old fella in front of them. Some dad
I was just about to say some dad. We went, murder holes? Have a Google of them quick.
He was telling his kids that the holes above the castle gates are called murder holes because that's where you'd pour the tar down
and just scorch everyone.
I mean, it's not verified, it sounds about right.
Look, if a dad says it, then it's got to be right.
Yeah, my kid, my finger is really hurting.
Take it off, just hold it like a normal person.
Perfect. Because I'm such a fidgety boy.
Marshall's Tower.
This rectangular tower was built in 1215 by William Marshall, but its inner walls were demolished in 1662 when the castle's early defences were breached to make a continuous walkway. The finely carved windows show the tower was built mainly for domestic use. Boring. We want blood and guts.
So there's also, we'll probably come across it later, there's a place here called Martin's Tower, right?
Martin.
Which was named after a guy called Henry Martin.
Martin.
And he was on the side of the Parliamentarians back in the English Civil War. And he signed a death warrant for King Charles I. He was imprisoned and he died there. So subsequently it was renamed Martin's Tower. Well, when we get to that, we'll probably talk about it a bit more again. We're on the ramparts, boys.
It's like some what would you call them? Gypsy folk.
I can see some campers. Yeah. If I was here stationed with a little longbow right now, I could pick them off, no problem.
It does feel like they are, they've set up the siege, yes.
They've got their their camp tents, haven't they? Ready to go.
And fittingly, they've got like British flags. So it's like burn them down.
At least 10 of them. So they don't pose a threat to this mighty stronghold.
Wow, it's a big old drop, isn't it? It'd be fucking mad.
I mean, I know they wouldn't have these paved paths that we can see now, but even with them, you're not getting in here.
No.
You're not getting in.
Like, just imagine standing up here whilst they're trying to, like, put their ladders up, and you're just fucking... You could see why being in a castle, especially... I think it's the first stone castle built in Wales.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You know what's interesting about this one as well? There's a lot of
castles in Wales, whether built by the English or the Welsh, are built on top of like what used to be old forts or hill forts from the from the Iron Age and stuff like that. This is when there's no evidence of that. They just went, this looks like a really good place.
Well, it makes sense because it's so close to England and it's the first time the English, because you think about it, I know the Mercians made way into Wales, but nowhere near as much as how the Normans did. So for like after the Romans, when the Anglo-Saxons were around, that's like 600 years-ish.
Well, this was of one Wales. Of the main staging points of the invasion of Wales for the Normans, because it was so hard for the Welsh to come and hit back at this.
And
so
if we've never had castle walls to break down before, like stone castle walls, you can see why it's hard. Oh, but like the Saxons, like I said, Mercia did well to get through to a bit, but we had like Roderick Mar to kick the shit out of them. We had like whole other armoured alliances.
Yeah, I think Powys, there was like a bit more of a to and fro.
Well,
there, I guess,
whole other armoured alliances with Alfred, so we didn't need to worry about that.
Mm.
But then when England, and there was a bit more respect for the line slightly, for the border. When the Normans came with the idea of taking all of it.
I think it says a lot that even almost 400 years after this was made, the Glyndŵr was like, let's avoid Chapsu Castle, because it's just it's such a, we're not going to, we'd lose so many men trying to take this. It's not a point, no point doing it. But yeah, impressive bit of architecture.
I also just like to picture what it'd be like if you were, say, you could easily defend like a dozen men.
Like I said, I wish I had one of those sticky bows and arrows. I'd be pipping people off.
Because if you think, like, the gates aren't going to go,
you
could just have men, whenever they put a ladder up, just fucking jab whoever's at the top.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep walking.
So this is...
We're about to go down an old... I actually heard a rumour. Do you know they say, like, the reason castle steps...
Look so narrow.
No, curved, so that if you're left-handed, if you're right-handed, you can't use your sword. So they often go clockwise. Okay. So if you're anti-clockwise. So if you're defending with your right hand, you can stab down.
Ah, I see what you mean. You're, not, you're against the curve if you're that.
I can't. What, so would it be left-handed or right? What is it?
I know what you mean. So this is going clockwise. If I stab,
I got to curve your
and
hand.
Against the curve of the stairs, whereas if you otherwise, I could curve around and like.
And if you're defended, you get to use your strong hand like this.
Yeah, I get to poke people down.
Although I have heard also that's not always true. But that is, you'll often find that they have clockwise staircases.
Let's not corroborate anything. It's just, you heard it. It's true.
We have little butchers at the.
There we go. So we're just at these like archers points here, right? And as much as cool as they are, I think I'd be such a poor archer.
Yeah, wouldn't make
I'd
it
be,
out
I'd
of
be
you.
Hitting the fucking stone wall every time.
And me.
And like, it's not much of a, I don't know, like a, what's the word, like a, an angle of shot.
They'd have to be exact. But I don't think these were always used for that.
No.
I think these are like just, you could
they'd actually be good for maybe seeing where the enemy was going.
Course,
and then you can't, it's going to be very hard to get a shot in here as well, isn't it? So,
but they're more defensive than attacking.
Yeah.
This is like, they called this at the ramparts, and they had, this is where, it's called a sally, I think, something like that. So like, you'd have...
I thought the ramparts were the long
the long ones, but that's where that just came from. Just came from the ramparts to here. Yeah, they're called sally ports, that's the thing that the doors are. And you, it's more so you could like, regroup in here, have a little visual of what's going outside, and not get...
Not
get
happened with the shots, So yeah, after Glyndŵr's rebellion, Chepstow remained, Chepstow Castle remained a stronghold of English power, and it was actually used as a prison for a lot of Welsh people who disobeyed the law or fought against them in the previous wars. Later on then, from that sort of 16th century onwards, after the abolition of the Martial Lords with King Henry VIII's Laws in Wales Act, Chepstow was incorporated into Monmouthshire, so became a part of Wales. The castle saw a bit of action during the English Civil War, as I mentioned. It was right on the front line between the Royalists from Monmouthshire and the Parliamentarians from Gloucestershire.
So yeah, wasn't Wales more Royalist overall?
Yes, overall they were,
Hate that. Absolutely
Hate gutted. But also, the Parliamentarians were called Roundheads, so I'd rather have the Cavaliers as a nickname.
But they do both sound like insults.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
Cavaliers. Goddamn Cavalier. Oh, he's a right Cavalier.
He's a little bit of flamboyant. He's a bit of a Cavalier.
And I think someone else has said this before, but Roundhead sounds like
Something having a go at someone's disabled. Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely does.
I'm pretty sure that's on Finn versus History, that podcast.
We might have stolen that, but,
but it's so true.
He's too much bigger than us. He won't ever hear it.
Right, round head.
But yeah, so it was held by the royalists and besieged in 1645 and in 1648. Eventually, the parliamentarians took it on the 25th of May in 1648. There's a memorial to a guy called Nicholas Kemys, or Kemys, I'm not sure how to say that. He led the Royalist defence during the Second Civil War. He was killed in combat after he refused to surrender the castle. This memorial is actually buried underneath the castle. It's in like a little subterranean kind of room. I don't know if we'll be able to see that today. Maybe we'll have a look for it. But yeah, following the Civil War, this was once again... Chepstow Castle was once again used as a garrison and a prison for Welsh dissenters. By the 18th century, the castle had basically fallen into disrepair. So in the late 18th and 19th centuries, that's when that sort of the rise of tourism happened in Chepstow. Began to have lots of visitors and things like that. That's when people started paying attention again, started renewing it, you know, sort of maintaining it a bit more. It's owned by Cadw by these days. And yeah, that's why it's the lovely little bit that it is now.
Are there any other bits you can go
through? So I've got some little interesting facts if you want. Like these are little tidbits. So, like I said, Chepstow Castle is considered the oldest surviving post-Roman stone fortification in Britain. Cool. That's such a mouthful, but that is quite a big deal, actually. Yeah. As I mentioned before, there's Martin's Tower, named after Henry Martin, the guy who... signed the document of King Charles's death warrant, basically.
That's not a death warrant.
He was executed, or imprisoned here and executed. That's why they named the tower after him. The castle also is very unique in this. It shows a very clear evolution of castle building from the earliest Norman stone keep through to the later medieval edition. So, like, you could actually follow from the original building all the way out. And I think that's probably what me and Frank will do, is make our way to the oldest, so we can have a dirty little touch of it.
Come on then, let's go have a look at that, shall we?
Back in a bit.
We're in a little courtyard area.
Down the courtyard, it was getting too hectic. Up in the, Frank's has found a game.
So what's the game? Oh.
What are we going on? Move the table to roll the ball into the hole of the child with the highest score. Have three goes, try to get a higher score and take it in turns. Your score is the highest number you can reach after three goes.
I'm going to aim for Gilbert.
You're going Gilbert. Oh, he's got stuck. He's gone Sybil. 1 point Sybil.
Here
we go. Right, I'm not going to do it with the addition. I'm going to do it with the handicap one-handed. No, I'm not actually, because I love these.
For true.
Right, you commentate, Michael.
Okay.
I'm going for... Big boy himself,
King Brennan.
Henry III. He's a zero pointer. Why would I go for it?
I suppose because he was the one who was at war with the Llewellyn's family.
Okay, right. For Richard.
So Jack's just gone past the first. It's a game where you got like, it's a bit like, it looks like Operation, but you got a ball and holes and spikes coming out. And you've got to get the ball. Oh, hang on. Jack's going for King Richard. Jack sounds like he's about to come. Oh, nil point.
So we're just touching the walls.
Touching the walls. Do you reckon these are the stones from them?
Well, the oldest are in the keep, which we were just in. Maybe we should go back and touch any there. Nah.
It's pub time.
A lot of kids and shit.
Also, I do reckon these are because this.
Oh, they must be old, but these might be the. Maybe this is the keep. And then the gatehouse is one of the later things to be built, so.
But even if it's 600 years old.
I only touch things that are at least 900 years old. So, opposite of an aunt.
Because no one's going to be rebuilding. Like you said, it found through. They haven't rebuilt it, they just looked after it since.
Yeah.
You can see the highest points, how fucking formidable it would have been. Behind you, how high up it goes. See at the very top over there?
Mm. Like the fact that isn't like, oh, we need safety measures in place because it's about to fall down, shows like the sort of level of
dominance
of engineering, like, you know? Yeah. Oh, it's similar to that what you were saying earlier about square
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
turrets, you know?
It's a Roman feature. It's a Norman feature.
Yeah.
We said that on the Patreon about about churches having like square steeples.
So you can tell the difference between
a
Norman church and a Welsh church.
It's often through the square steeples. It's a good view.
So that bit there that we're just looking at now, I know obviously the listeners might not be able to see it, but I think that's the gatehouse. I mean, that's the more modern bit that was done in like the martial lords did that. So you can sort of tell that that's a bit more well maintained, you know what I mean? Like this curves on like the stone. And stuff
so
like that.
Originally, the oldest part was just purely for defense because they would set a foot in here.
And it actually would make sense because it's up the higher as well, and they built the gatehouse down there.
The martial arts were still Norman, but the very first instance of building this here was just to have a secure base.
And a staging point for every invasion of Wales and also to dominate.
Well, like we said, we're here now, so fucking Norman cunts.
Well done, you Norman bastards.
Guess what the Welsh. The moon's out. It's mad. It's like midday.
Even the moon's come to see the Welsh dominate the once previous Norman castle.
So back. It's so like a giant fir tree or probably an acorn tree. Oh, what are those things on there? Those little green things.
Who cares, mate?
Who cares, mate? It's fucking boring. It's not a tree podcast.
Right, tried in
there. Dylan Grand, I hope this episode turned out right. See you all soon. So post-castle visit.
We've settled down.
Beautiful pub.
What's this?
Three tons?
Three tons.
But it is fucking scorching weather. 18 degrees.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I love that you wear jeans. Such Clarkson attire. If I told you this car was going 100 miles per hour, you'd think I was crazy.
That's the majority.
And look who's around you.
Nothing
wrong. Old codger. Look at the age group when you look at it. Even put your glasses up like an old man as well. On the ridge of his nose. You don't want to wear chinos.
I was going to pop some chinos on today, but I thought, you know what? What is this? The bloody reds? No. Wear my lovely black jeans. I'm only wearing
I think they're blue. Black makes you sound like pure goss.
Black.
No, they're blue jeans. Black are like Russell Brand. That's Russell Brand.
They'd be skinny, We don't talk about him anymore. Like you said, me, I could have sworn he was done for that.
Yeah, there was a really funny Onion headline where it was like, nation confused when they thought Russell Brand was already a convicted sexual offender.
I saw it when already.
Yeah, he has been aged.
That's why he went, absolute
favourite. No, it's so funny that so many people are like, well, once the minute you're left wing and get done for Nazi, you go right. I'm a Christian right winger.
You're like, because they'll accept that.
So what do you make of that castle visit? I'd really recommend it. Nice £10 to get in.
Not bad at all. Lots to do, lots to see.
We bought books in the little.
We did buy a couple of books actually. Those would be regurgitated way inferior fashion.
But I reckon that's pretty where you listen to this. You don't want to read a 400-page book. So I just finished a 400-page book on Good Dudes, which will come out soon.
Do you want to read a book like a nerd?
Yeah, I was going to some drunks tell you on
a couple of drunk legends that regurgitate this stuff. But no, Chester Castle, highly recommend, especially if the sun dies. It's blooming gorgeous.
And if you're travelling to it, it's a train directly to. It's like from Cardiff to there, it's half hour, costs £8. Castle was £10. There's a pub directly opposite it. Beautiful.
We literally walked out with the castle. And we were like, hello. How the day is.
And there's a really nice beer garden.
It's lovely out here.
Yeah. Everyone's wearing jeans, all over 50.
I'm, how dare you. I'm also being extra cool today, so I'm wearing one of our all Indian jewel shops.
So also, we are thinking of getting new mitts. So have you got any ideas where you could get, like, so the Mabinogion one, we love that. Because it's one word and it's pretty recognisable, and it's quite clean.
Because you go, oh, Metallica, oh, wait, it's not just Mabinogion.
So Jack had a good one, there's Balenciaga and then Bendigade brand, but is that not many, like, Balenciaga, they don't really have one specific thing.
Do you think maybe we're thinking, oh, it's not recognisable because we're absolute scumbags and we're never buy that sort of stuff?
Also, if you did buy Balenciaga, you're not listening to Welsh History Podcast. Cause
I imagine the Venn diagram.
Yeah. Right. If you're buying that stuff, you're a cunt. And if you listen to us, you're a legend.
You're probably not our
listeners. No, you are a cunt. Because it's like, you pay like a grand to cosplay as someone doing like
They're so expensive, man. They're like, it's about £1,000. They made like press because it was £1,000 for a high vis jacket that had like Balenciaga on it. It's like you're cosplaying and somebody's working for a living.
Don't bother with that. Get a Dr. Gabe brand.
Yeah, it's like £20.
It looks seen to these thickos.
Andy B. Scott is PCIT, the best Welsh business going, and he's good fun.
He's a good laugh.
Yeah. We've got to get him back on.
We'll have him back.
Yeah, he was really fun. He was one of us.
I won't talk about Barry's crime statistics next time.
Sex crimes.
I'll have bloody Frank's whipping me if I do anything of the sort.
I've only told you where you're from. It's so nice being back in the sun, man. Possibly it's going down.
We said the other day, was it? I can't remember if we said this on the record or when we were just gathered the other day. But it's like in the winter you think, the winter doesn't even bother me actually. Yeah. I'm just kind of normal. As soon as the sun comes out,
oh my god,
what joy feels like again.
Yeah, but I mean, you're pretty good. We're resilient, I reckon. Like, yeah. I actually love winter. I'm really fine.
We are very mild SAD.
yeah. But, like, I'm like, fine, it's cold, so I'll just stay in. I'm not that bothered.
We've got games, mate.
Yeah, we got games. We're nerds, we play games. But the minute then the sun comes out, we're like doing things.
Desperate.
Like,
oh,
it's just nice not worrying about getting pissed on in the rain or it's like fucking freezing. Yeah. Although it was cold earlier when the sun wasn't now. But it's too hot.
This is the game you play in Wales, anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, you can never.
Oh, you have all four seasons in the day.
Very good.
Well, the weatherman's the only job you can consistently get wrong is for getting paid.
Let's see how much more we got left in us.
How much do we have to talk to you guys for?
Yeah. I reckon a little bit more. Any favourite part of the castle? What have we got to do some highlights?
I quite like the keep. As I mentioned, if you listen to the episode we were earlier, you will hear that I said the original keep is the oldest bit. First castle built in Wales by the Normans. Quite a big deal. And you, obviously we go around touching all the stones.
Yeah, being that. Cool.
And it's just cool that it's got like that. I love that it's got that. The keep is the oldest bit. Then you can almost see, in the sort of the way everything's built, which was built latest, like the most latest things,
like layers, like an onion.
Yeah,
also,
like an onion,
the town of Chepstow is like mad historic. So the pubs we're going to today, we've got lined up four pubs, and we're now in 3 tons. And there's like an 18th century like recruitment drive for fighting the Spanish and stuff in like the 1700s.
You were saying about like
all the pubs and houses have these cellars that go across when there's loads of wine they smuggled in, and to keep safe from pillage. So like they have loads of underground systems in here where because it's like right on the River Severn, it could easily be a place of invasion from like the French. And smugglers would come and drop off lots of their stuff here. So all the buildings here have these great cellars, and then it's all built all like higgledy-piggledy, like how lots of like small Welsh towns are. But every like building is historic, and they've all been like repurposed and stuff. But they kept a lot of the old pubs. So we're in the Five Alls earlier, which is like some saints, and that's a really nice pub. But now we're in the 3 Tons.
We've got a whole little plan, basically.
My favourite thing about the castle is what I always like to do is that we have like a couple of minutes just to ourselves, so just picture what it would be like being up there. Like just if you're. Not even if there's a war going on. You're just walking around as like a medieval fucking peasant. How fucking mad. But you're in the town. You look up to this. Because above you, there's like grandiose buildings. So it really empowering.
We can see it now where we are. We're just behind like a couple of shrubs. Basically. You can see like it's towering.
Yeah. And it's imposing. Imagine that's the first place the Normans built. And you're just some poor Welsh lad.
Yeah.
And you're looking at
you're probably thinking, quite an archie, you know what?
it's
so massive.
Yeah. But that's the thing, you do forget we're lucky in Wales that we just have these things on our doorstep.
Mm.
And you have this fucking 1,000-year-old building, 800-year-old building, and you're like, well, that's just been there.
Like you said earlier, when it was like, it's easy to get to, it's half an hour on train.
Mm.
I mean, it's an American, they're going like, fucking 13-hour flight to Cardiff.
Yeah.
But
in America, you've got to travel everywhere quite hard. Mm. You know, it's quite difficult to say, like, I'm going to go half hour on a train and I've left my county, I've gone to another county, and I've seen the castle that's been there for 800 years.
Guys, massive country.
Yeah, massive sprawling country. You travel a tiny, piss-pot country like ours.
Easy.
Yeah.
Well, just from around the coast, hope you enjoyed that. We'll try to do some more now we've figured out the audio a bit better. But yeah, let us know if there are any other castles we should go visit. Oh, actually, hang on. Beforehand, we haven't got much time. Let's go through some of the questions we got.
Oh, yeah, go on.
All right, so some
run through them.
Yeah. One of the first ones was, okay, so we got here from a great podcast we've been on, the Infinite Escape Room. Which castle is numero uno, and why is it Caerphilly?
Oh.
Which is quite fun.
That is, yeah. That's yeah. A nice one. Caerphilly is one
it's
of the
bad ones. Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. Absolutely huge. Biggest in... Wow, what do we always hear?
Well, it's big apart from
Windsor Castle.
Yeah.
We don't count Windsor,
no.
So it's not even, it's not a castle.
No,
it's not a palace.
It's
a palace,
yeah.
So, no, Philly is good.
I'd say I love Aberystwyth because I went to uni there, and it's like when I was pissed, like you go up and next to it, like piss on the entrance and trying to get home, whatever. It's not just fun of like it's so ingrained in the locals. Well, like, it's just funny. It's like I wouldn't do that, but like you know, people like shag there.
I wouldn't.
But it's like it's right at the end of where all the pubs are.
You saying that I pissed it? Oh, you never pissed it. People shag it. Oh no,
it's hard to. It's funny that it's like it's so ubiquitous. You know, like you wouldn't. But, oh God, there's a castle there. Here you go. Right, I've just been to Angel, and I'm gonna walk home to my house on South Beach. Oh, I'll have a quick piss here on this 1,000-year-old castle. And like, most people people get fingered there all the time. It's one of the few castles that still get fingered.
When it was built, that's exactly what they thought. One day, so many maidens.
What about you?
Oh, it's tough, man. You know what? I'm ashamed to say I haven't visited a ton of castles. I've seen a fair share.
Dinevor
is one of my favourites. You can see why that was so coveted back in the day. Because it is the views from.
Is that the episode you did recently?
No, that was Carrickenny.
Yeah, so I've not done that Carrickenny.
Dinevor and Carrickenny, they're very similar in that
they've both got a great face. So I did the Nevor, that's Lord Rhys's.
It is amazing.
That's the one he built. Apparently the first stone castle built by a Welshman. And that's a really good one. So if you go for that, it's a welcome.
It is brilliant.
It's a nature castle.
I'm a circus card.
It is cool as well. Yeah.
And that sort of scene, a lot of action.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the first to go. Like,
and you see like the Roman parts of it still there.
Yeah, Romans, Normans. That had a lot of action. Like, I love the story of Ivar Bach, scaling it and nicking those Norman lords and stuff. So it's tough. But I'd say, yeah, go on, Dinevor. It's been a highly coveted prize.
And we got one from the armchair expert. Llewellyn ap Gruffudd with Owain Glyndŵr in a bare knuckle fight. Who's coming out on top? Great question.
Is that Glyndŵr?
Llewellyn Gruffudd. So that's the last native prince of Wales versus Owain Glyndŵr.
That is tough. So no weapons, no armor, just
can I give you my reason?
Go on.
I reckon, I would say Owain Glyndŵr was like prime of life. He was like a young man fighting. Where Llewellyn, his last battle, he was like 63.
And this is difficult. Do we average them out to the same age? Because I think Llewellyn had more experience fighting over his 60-odd years.
Yeah.
You know? So are we taking Llewellyn when he's 25?
Yeah, and also I think he probably grew up in a tougher time period.
Yeah.
So, and also, yeah. But then Owain Glyndŵr had like proper military experience for a lot.
He was an actual soldier.
He was a soldier. Yeah.
That's tough.
I'll go Llewellyn.
You're going Llewellyn.
Yeah. Because I reckon,
think if you average them, let's say you took them, both of them at their prime, and then average them out and rejuvenated them to be 25, both of them at 25, with all their experience and stuff like that. I said Llewellyn.
And also, I just imagine being a hard bastard.
They're both hard bastards.
Yeah, they are both hard bastards.
I can imagine doing that thing you used to see in school a lot where people put their foreheads together.
Because you put me first. I'll get in trouble.
My teacher's not me. So we didn't decide on that
one. This is from probably one of the best Facebook accounts, Instagram accounts on social media, Brondi Gwener. I fucking love that account.
Yeah. I've been liking them today when they've done
they do such good cows.
Honahuru.
Yeah,
and they like do these.
They actually did me and you in that once.
They did.
That was
that Bronzy again?
Bronzy. No, it was something like a dangerous day to be a pint.
Dangerous day to be a pint. Do you remove your board and paint?
Yeah. So if you're not around them, visit Blondie Gwynedd.
We have a real soft spot because obviously
well, they said this is slightly less off topic for Welsh history. What's the Mount Rushmore of WWF superstars?
Which is what a
good
question. A great question.
Stone Cold for sure.
Stone Cold's out there.
Yeah. The Road Dog. You know the guy who's Generation X.
Yeah, I think I would argue. I can't think of his name.
Oh, but it was Road Dogg. I think that was his name. Dog? Yeah. Do you know the guy? He used to come out. He had like Oh, hang on. The Dudley Brothers.
The Dudley Brothers. Do they come as one or two?
They're like those twins who are like stuck together.
So the Mount Rushmore, as if they were like conjoined twins.
Yeah, they're conjoined twins.
Sorry, we're taking a bit. So we got Stone Cold, Dudley Brothers is one. I would say you gotta have Triple H in there.
Triple H.
Possibly. Yeah. Do you do him as Triple H or Hunter Hearst Helmsley?
No, Triple H. Because he did something that was so important.
And also time to play the game.
But he also did the Just Suck It thing, which is one of the most iconic gestures we've ever known.
It was good. Right, so that's three. Once you got two more.
Adam Rose?
I know my, like...
No, we're doing naughty.
Underdog would be Bad News Barrett.
It goes for Bad News! But we're doing... Daddy Guerrero.
I don't think he should be immortalized.
No, it was Chris Benoit.
Cripple
Crossface with child's face.
Cripple Crossface is like that.
Yeah, that's pretty lethal.
Yeah. Let's not put him on the
We get the top four Mount Rushmore of evil people.
Someone like Bret Hart, someone like they were.
Oh, sweet. Let me teach her to teach her music. Yeah. You think I'm cool.
He's just a sexy boy.
Oh, let's go with that. And let's end this episode with that song playing out. You think I'm cool. So we got Stone Cold, the Dudley Brothers.
What did we say? Triple H.
Triple H.
Well, we've got one left.
Oh, yeah, we've got Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, yeah. He'll be our...
That's four.
...to play us out.
We got a four match.
There's only four on that. Yeah. I thought it was four. Yeah. No. Well, we've technically got five, because we've got two of the Deadly Brothers, so...
Yeah, and also, this is one of the worst... but then, we've got, like, so many people we've missed out. Mankind. Mark Henry would be good in there. Undertaker.
When you
Kane.
Say Dudley Brothers, I do have a thought.
The 3D. Oh, and also Scotty Too Hot. He's my favourite. I loved him.
Do you remember 3D in people in school?
Class, we see that a lot.
Yeah. Because we were big boys.
We're the big boys. Yeah. Let me 3D you, and they're like, "What? No."
Get nailed. Go on, really? Oh,
today. All right. Still guys. Hello. I've got the looks that drives a girl wild. I've got the move that really moves. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot, I make them shiver, their knees get weak, whenever I'm around. They see me walk, they hear me talk, I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy, I'm not your boy toy, I'm just a sexy boy. Not your boy toy. Eat your heart out, girl.